For hosting such a chashuv ha'olam. Yashar koach to everybody who came. It's been mechazek each other, especially at this time of year. But we need so much chizuk. Every single tkuf of the year has its own avodah. We know on Sukkot we take a lulav and esrog, on Pesach we take a matzah and a haggadah. At the time of Tisha B'Av, this time of year, which is really a very long and extended period of time, 3 weeks, it's not clear at all what the chefetz shel mitzvah is. And it's really bookcased on each side. We have Shavuos B'Tammuz, bookended, I should say. On each side, we have Shavuos B'Tammuz, and we have Tisha B'Av, and these days in between. And the avodah is very unclear. Today is the yahrzeit of Aaron HaKohen. And the yahrzeit of Aaron HaKohen, which marks the beginning of these 9 days, doesn't just mean the p'tir of the tzaddik Aaron HaKohen. And p'nimius, what that means is that who Aaron was and everything which he represented has an afila. And of course, Aaron stands for many things. In particular, the Ari HaKadosh says that the whole inyan of Chorban Beis HaMikdash is the idea of Hoyd, which is Nepach L'Dava, Kol Hayam Dava. Of course, the Midah of Aaron HaKohen, the Midah of Hoyd, turning into Dava, represents that at the beginning of these 9 days, the Nefil and the Midah of Aaron HaKohen, which marks the beginning of Chorban Beis HaMikdash. But on a more simple level for us, the Midah of Aaron HaKohen is the Midah of Oyev Shalom V'Roydev Shalom. And the p'tir of Aaron HaKohen means that this midah of Oiv Shalom V'Roid Shalom has an afila. That it's a zman of year where we don't say about it that it's an Eis Shalom. That it's a b'chin of Eis Melchama. And that's exactly why that literally, immediately after the p'tir of Aaron HaKohen, the Torah tells us, Vayishna Knani Melech Arad, that Amalek heard about the p'tir of Aaron HaKohen and came and he did Melchama with Klal Yisrael. Because if there's no internal shalom within Klal Yisrael, and there's melchama within Klal Yisrael, so matzah minas minay, that it attracts melchama. that there's milchama within the machane, then a malik will sniff it out and they'll bring machane milchama from outside the machane as well. Tzir of Aaron HaKohen represents the nefil on this minyan, this midav of being an oiv shalom and a roidiv shalom. And we really see that as we travel down this path of the 9 days, as we come closer to Tisha B'Av, that there's mamish, there's no shalom b'chlal. But the halacha is on Tisha B'Av, you can't even say shalom one to each other. But you don't say to each other, you don't say shalom aleichem. You can't say, it's a halacha. Even the Tzuris Hayayim, the halacha shel Hayayim, there's no shalom. And in fact, the halacha is that we don't say Birkas Kayanim, which is a remiss to the nefil of Aaron HaKohen. Aaron HaKohen is the shayrish of all Birkas Kayanim. The fact that there's no Birkas Kayanim in the morning of Tisha B'Av, which is marked by the words Yisa Hashem Panav Eilecha V'yasim Lecha Shalom, that it's literally the bracha of shalom, which comes from the Kohen. So we see literally from the Tzuras Hayayim that the process from the beginning of the Tisha Yamim to the end of the Tisha Yamim is one long tefil on the mid of shalom. It's a very interesting phenomenon that we find. But we know that the beginning of everything always starts off very strong. The year either begins with Tishrei or begins with Nisan. And of course, Tishrei is called the Yer HaChaisanim. As Rashi says, that it's very strong in mitzvahs, it's takif in mitzvahs. And the same thing is true with by Nisan, which is also the Bechina Vreshis, that Nisan is a man of tremendous aliyah, tremendous strength. But the end of this man is always this man of Nefila. Which is why as we come to the end of the Tkufa of Tishrei, after Kislev, which really marks the end of the beginning, you come to Teves, which is already the beginning of the downfall, which is Asar B'Teves, and then Shvat really doesn't have a Yom Tov other than Tu B'Shvat, which is really only a Yom Tov in the later history of Klai Yisrael. And of course, Adar was only taken back as a Yom Tov because of an Ahapachu. It used to be in the hands of Amon, which is why he thought that it would be a perfect Zman, the Misa of Moshe Rabbeinu. It's the end. The Bechin of Acharis is always the place where the Sitra Achar has an Achiza. And the same thing is true, of course, with this man and this Tukufa of Nisan. That we start off very strong. We have Nisan and Iyar and Sivan, which is considered to be the peak when we receive the Torah and Shavuos. And immediately after that halfway point, we take a dive in Tammuz and Av. And if not for the fact that the Zohar says that Ella was taken back by Yaakov when he grabbed onto the heel of Esav, even Ella would belong to Esav. That's why it's a Zman of Tshuva, because Tshuva means the return of that which belonged to the Klipa, returns to the hands of Kedusha. But this Zman, which we're left with Tammuz and Av, is a tremendous Nefila. And the same thing is true with the Parshas of the year, which we read. That is a famous word from the Ari HaKadosh, that Pesach Dvarecha Ya'iru, that every single beginning of every single Parsha corresponds to the Benayra. Not for now. The beginning of always, the psich of everything is always Pesach Dvarecha Ya'iru, that there's a shine. But as we come to the end, to the Bechin of Acharis, Acharis is the Makom of the Sitra Achra. Acharis is Achra. The phenomenon which we find is that at the end of every single Sedra seems to have something which is somewhat irrelevant, or it describes or is depicting something which is very difficult for Klai Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu begins his world in Bereishis, which is a tremendous excitement for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Reim Elokim Yihi Or, he's going to light up the world, he's going to make it shine. And then there's a Mabul, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu bounces back with the Avos HaKadoshim. But the end of Sefer Bereishis concludes with the Petira of Yaakov and Yosef, which is a very Shver Zach. That's how we end. We end Vayisim Ba'arim B'Mitzrayim. And then we come to Sefer Shmais as we lead right into what seems to be a very difficult Golos, which of course it is. And at the end, we have Vayakha Pekudei. Pekudei is, although it doesn't say very much in Pekudei in terms of anything difficult, but there's nothing in Pekudei which is a Chiddush which you don't have in Vayakha. is complete repetition. And in fact, even Sefer Devarim, which is called Mishneh Torah, is considered to be a Sefer in Torah, which is like just like a repetition. Apipnimius Ogedayo has a very nice piece on this, that Sefer Devarim is considered to be like the Malchus, which is considered to be Mechus LaMachana. Because anything which is repetitive and there's no Chiddush in it, it's like Yashan, it's like a mace. That's why these days of the Mihamitsarim, that there's no Shachiyanu, we don't make Shachiyanu during this man. So it's a Bechin of Misak. Shachiyanu implies a certain sense of Ischachus and Chiyas, but where there's no Chiddush in anything, but that's not considered to be a Dover Chai, it's considered to be a Dover mace. Come to Sefer Vayikra, ends with Bechukosai. Bechukosai is the Teuchacha. And you come to Bamidbar, which is where we're holding now. You have Maaseh. Maaseh is the Pasha of Ritzicha. The Pasha of, which implies Golus. Maaseh implies the travels of Bnei Yisrael on the Midbar. The Sugyas of Ir Miklat. You don't want to think about how a Yid can kill another Yid. These are parshas in the Torah. And really the conclusion of Torah, the Torah shouldn't end on a low note, but really the end of the Torah is marked by parshas of Nitzavim Vayelech, which is the end of Moshe Rabbeinu. Hazinu and Zayis HaBracha is considered to be on a high, but even Zayis HaBracha ends with the death of Moshe Rabbeinu. And the death of Moshe Rabbeinu is exactly where Haman found his Achiza, meaning at the end of Torah. At the very end of the Torah, that's where Haman found his Achiza. But every single Achris is considered to be a Mokum where they can have a Yenika from. And so Nitzavim is also a very terrible Teichacha. And Kisavai, of course, is the second Teichacha. That's considered to be like the Bechin of the end of the Torah. The end of the end. And of course, the whole Sefer Dvarim is one big Teichacha that Moshe gives to Bnei Yisrael. What's interesting is that Dafka at these tkufas where we find there's a Bechin of Achris, that there's a Yerida, we find an idea of Parshas Mechubarin. That of course, if you go to Sefer Shmos, which is Vayakob Pekudei, Vayakob Pekudei is mamash a double Parsha. And so is Bahar B'chukoisai. And so is Matas Maaseh. And Sefer Devarim is also, Nitzavim Vayelech is really the Bechin of the end of the Torah. And just the brachas of Moshe is considered to be Hazinu, which is the Shira of Moshe. And the brachas of Moshe is that the Torah shouldn't end off on a low note per se. It should be a certain tkifos at the end. And if you say, what about Sefer Bereishis? So Sefer Bereishis also is Parashas Mechubarim. Because Chazal tell us that there's no hefsik between Vayigash and Vayichi. That it's a Parashas Stuma. So even though you wouldn't say Vayichi and Vayigash is mamish a double Parasha, But in Pnimius, it's mamish a double parsha. It's more double than any other parsha in the Torah. It's mamish parsha chada. You go straight from Vayigash into Vayichi. And the Oimek HaInyan is that every time we fall from a place, from a Bechin of Reishis to a Bechin of Achris, what gives us our tkifas and our strength is the coming together. And that's the idea of Parshas Mechubarim. Parshas Mechubarim means that even though things would normally be separate, Mechubarim means that they join together. And when Yidden come together, it creates a very strong force. Even the word Parsha is a lashon of Hafrasha, which means to separate. So Parshas Mechubarim means that the Hafrasha becomes Mechubar. What this tells us about this time of year, about this Tkufa of the year, of Tammuz and Av, which is the Bechin of Achris. It's called the Achris Hayamim. It's considered to be the end of the year. It's the end of the year because there's a tremendous Nefilah, a tremendous Yerida which takes place. There's an Achiza of the Sitra Achra during this time of year. And so therefore, the Parsha suggests to us that at this time of year, that the Avodah is a Bechin of Parshas Mechubarim. That everybody who's separate, one from the next, that they come together Bechibar. The whole Indian of Chibur is the Indian of being able to take what's called a Churban and turn it into a Chibur. To be Mahapich Churban into Chibur. This is what Yaakov Avinu tells us at the end of Sefer Bereishis. The Ptir of Yaakov Avinu, which ends the mark, the end of a Tkufa. Yaakov says, Hey Asvu v'yagidu lachem, Eisa sheyikri eskhem be'achar esayamim. Which means to say that a bechin of achris hayamim, which is a bechin of tamuz and av, the avoda is hey osfu, which means to come together. V'yagida lechem. Agida again is a lashon of binding together. Goyd agud. He says he kavsu hey osfu agida lechem, which means that a person has to make a very strong chibur when there's a bechin of achris hayamim. And Chazal say that the shechina was kemat nistalik from Yaakov Avinu, and then he had a Yeshua, and then it was Hashem was begalat to him the kates. Of course, it's concealed. But what we turn to Yaakov Avinu, that ha'ara, that shechina akdaisha, that bracha that he wanted to give them, was that by giving them the hakdama, that if you come together, that even though it should take place, a histalkus of shefa, that it was slipping away from Yaakov Avinu. When he was mechazik them and he felt the shechina slipping away, and he said, what's the eitzah now to bring the shechina back? That I should be able to give you these brachos. He said, hey asvu, he kavsu, v'yagidu lachem. That when the kedusha and the shefa are slipping away, that he was able to bring it back by being mechazik the shvatim, which represents God's Klal Yisrael. That when they come together, then all the brachas and all the shefa comes back. This is also why during the Mehasvira, as what Wolfson already points out, that there's Parshas Mechubaran, Tazviya Mitzayra, Achari Mais, Kedoshim, Bahar B'chukaisai, because the days of Svira are days of Din, that the whole Indian of the Mehasvira was Shalonogu Kovetze B'zeh, that was Mamasha Hafrasha. And the Indian of Parshas Mechubaran means that it's suggested by the Parshas themselves that through Chibur, the Chibur of Hafrasha, that in itself gives us strength at a time where Timi Hadin and this tremendous symptom in that Shefa. And in fact, even this week's parasha, Matas Masi, implies Mata is a lashon of Yisurin, the Shevitzah Yisurin, the Mata Elikim. And Masi implies Golus. So at a time of Matas Masi, the Eitza is to make yourself with the Parshas Mechubaran. And that gives us our strength. And that's why at the end of every single Sedra, we proclaim and we declare Chazak, Chazak, Vanitz Chazek, which means that if one Yid is Chazak, and he says to his friend Chazak, Yish Le'achiv Yomar Chazak, then Vanitz Chazek, we create a tremendous strength. Because 1 plus 1 in Kedusha is not 2. And 2 plus 2 is not 4. As we know that when you reach the number of 10, which we just did, Baruch Hashem, when you reach the number of 10, then 10 is like 100 or 1,000 or a million. Where the Shechina is, as the Baal HaTanya says, when there's 10 Yidin present, even the Malach can't stand in their presence. Not just for a minion, just any Davish HaBikdusha. The 10 Yidin are present, the Malach can't stand in the presence of such a... Because 10 is not 10. 10 is a number which we can't even be masik. And that's Mamash the Avoida. It's Chazak, Chazak, Venis Chazik. And to bring out a tremendous strength that one Yid or even two Yidin can't bring out, they bring out much, much more when they come together. I think that's how Reb Shurley Diskin, he says that Klai Yisrael Yikarihim Mipninim. He teaches the Pasuk Yikarihim Mipninim. He says that what's so special about a Yid or about Torah that they compare to Pninim? He says because when it comes to diamonds, the difference between 1 carat and 2 carat is not just 1 plus 1. It's mamash many, many times as much. So the Nimshal and the Mashal to the singing of Pninim is that every Jew has to know that a diamond, that the numbers just don't add up. It's not simple arithmetic. It's much, much more in pnimis than what we see on the surface. Rav Zusha, the Mar V'Shemesh brings us in Parshas Balak. He says, I was present at the time that Rav Zusha said to the Noam HaLimalach, he said to his brother, he said, Achi HaKadosh. He said, how is it that you're able to be poil so many nisim and yeshuas for Klal Yisrael? And the Noam HaLimalach said, you know how? I do it be'avas Yisrael. Avas Yisrael. It's not much such a chiddush, because you would think that somebody like the Noam HaLimalach, that literally, Leiraz Anasmine, that he knew everything under the sun. The Chazmi Lublin said he was 99.9% in Shemayim and 0.1% in this world. You would think that he had some type of a chiddush that he would say, that he would bring down from the heavens. And he said, no, I'm poiled by Avas Yisrael. He didn't use any shame as HaKadoshim. And the whole Indian of the Derech, the Ba'ashem Bechlal, was a Derech of Be'emunah. that the Baal Shem said that everything which I did be'emuna, not with Shemas HaKadoshim, Chas V'Shalom. I did it all be'emuna. And with the Koyach of Avas Yisrael, he was able to be put on Nisim Yeshuas for Klai Yisrael. And that's how Rav Zusha teaches the Pasuk. He teaches the Pasuk, he says, Al Noah Chai Tareyu. That Lloyd says to the Anshei Stom who are pouncing upon his home to be able to steal the gas. He says, Al Noah Chai Tareyu. And Zakhtar Rav Zusha, he says, Al Noah Achai. He says, Al Noah, when you can't daven and say Noah Achai, then my brothers Tareyu should be Bereyus with each other. That's how he teaches the Pasuk. That at a time where you feel that there's literally nothing, that you can't even be mispala, he says, if you can't be mispala, then you bring Yidden together. And that's the koyach of Klai Yisrael. And that's exactly what happened. What it represents, this inyan of stone, even the whole tzur of what's taking place, the whole inyan of stone and the anshei stone coming upon the house, that's like a bechin of churban bayis. That they wanted to break down the house. They wanted to break down the house and take the malachim, which represents the kedusha. And in fact, stone was mamash a place which you couldn't daven. Why do you think Avram didn't go into stone and daven? It was like a bechin of Mitzrayim. But just like Moshe had to leave Mitzrayim to be mispala, so too Avram didn't go into stone to be mispala. It's not a place that you could daven stone. It's not a place of it's a place of din. That Lo was Yoshev Bishar Ha'ir. But it's a place of din. They didn't allow any tefillah into stone. So Avram had to do his work from the outside. That's why he said, "Ano achai tareyu." He said, "In a place like Storm, where you can't daven, you have to come back." That is exactly what happens on Tisha B'av. Sakaisa be'anan lach me'arva tefila. The pasuk says in Eicha that there's no tefila. There's no tefila which takes place on Tisha B'av. That there's an anan which is blocking the tefilas from coming up. So therefore, the eitzah is that when you can't daven and there's nothing which you could do b'kedusha to be poyel, then you didn't come together, and that opens the gates. At a time where nothing can open up the gates. So we speak about the Avodah during this time of year and the Chefta Shel Mitzvah. The Chefta Shel Mitzvah during this time of year is another Yid. That's the Chefta Shel Mitzvah. Mamash a chiddush, because we don't see another yid as a chefta shel mitzvah. But there's no greater chefta shel mitzvah, chefta de kedusha, than another yid. The neshama is mamash the highest article of kedusha that there is in the world. And that's what the great tzaddikim did. They saw yidin as being a chefta shel mitzvah. Pinchas Karzer, he brings from a Rav Nachman, and it's not clear which Rav Nachman. It's certainly not Rav Nachman that we know. It's a different Rav Nachman in Parshas Vayechi. That this Reb Nachman, he said a beautiful vart. He said that since there's Churban Beis HaMikdash and there's such a Chil Hashem in the Briya, so what we would like to be, which is Tachas Kisei HaKavod, we're not there. And there's a tremendous Nefil in the Velt. He says, what you need to do is that you have to hold another Yid's hand. And if you hold this Yid's hand, and this one holds another Yid's hand, and this one another Yid's hand, then you'll make a gesher all the way up to Shemayim, and you'll make yourself Tachas Kisei HaKavod. Which means to say that when you feel like you're so far away, you can make such a long line, you can make such a long kesher. It's like telephone, isn't there such a thing like that? I remember when I was a kid, something like that. That you can create such a hiskashrus, that it's not, when you didn't hold hands with each other, it's not like we see, like in this world, that it runs. I don't know if this is parallel or perpendicular, I don't know. But it doesn't go this way. It doesn't go l'reichav. It goes ba'erech. It goes up. And so when one yid holds another yid's hand, and another yid's hand, and another yid's hand, it's not just that they're filling the room from right to left. They're filling the room from bottom to up. And it doesn't just mean physically to hold another yid's hand. It means that if you hold another yid's hand in pnimius you hold another yid's hand. Nobody has to see it, but it's just if the lathe is close, then you reach Tachas Kisei HaKavod. You're able to bring yourself back there, even though the Zman itself is the Zman of Nefila. Pinchas Karzer himself, it's brought down in Shas Sipurim, that he once came to a town, and there was tremendous machlekes in the town, and he came on Tisha B'Av. And when he came into town, and he saw that there was a Havamina in that town, that they said, listen, it's Tisha B'Av today. We're not going to deal with the issue. And Pinchas Karet says, no. He said to them, Fakert. He says, because today is the day of Tisha B'Av, and the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed with Sechinas Chinam, you have an obligation today more than any other day to deal with the machlokes in town. That's mamash the Chefetz Shel Mitzvah. The Chefetz Shel Mitzvah is that all the pure levavos and all the parshios, they should all become a chubarim. As Reb Noyan pointed out, to rectify from the core, that even a siyum masechta, even though normally a siyum masechta doesn't have the implication of achdas, it's just that every single zman of year has a different spin on what the ikar nekuda is. If you were to make a siyum in Shavuos, it wouldn't be for the achdas Shabbat. It would be lahagdil torah ladira. But every single mitzvah, depending on the zman, has a different pnimius, it has a different neshama. So an ish pnimi, when he sees a siyum take place during this time of year, he doesn't see just the siyum of the masechta. He doesn't see the hadron. Right? He sees the chazak chazak when it's chazak of that. He sees the bechina of the aliyah and the reyes and the achdus which takes place from that siyum masechta, from the bechina of that achras. That an ish pnimi has eyes to be able to see that how the avodah, how the neshama of every avodah differs from time to time. So on this day, which is the Petit of Aaron HaKoyim, which marks the whole Indian of the beginning of this Tkufa of this year, that it's a lapse and it's a fault and a feeling of the Indian of Shalom. So the Avodah Sayyim, it's Mishchazik in the Avodah of Aaron HaKoyim, which is to be Oyev Shalom, Verodeh Shalom. Kadosh Baruch Hu should help us and in the Schar and in the Schus of coming together to come closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu on the day of Rosh Chodesh, which is Bechal Zman of Chavirim Kol Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu should be Mechazik us. We should walk in the Dech of Aaron HaKoyim the entire year. And with that, to be zeichet to see the ultimate shalom, the eighth shalom, of Bias Gael Tzedek, here of Yameinu Amen.
Oh, my God.